This youngest, which that went unto the town, full oft in heart he rolleth up and down, the beauty of these florins new and bright. O Lord, quod he, if so were that I might have all this treasure to myself alone, there is no man that lives under the throne of God that should live so merry as I. And at the last, the fiend, our enemy, put in his thought that he should poison by, with which he might slay his fellows tway. For why? The fiend found him in such living that he had leave him to sorrow bring, for this was utterly his full intent, to slay them both and never to repent. And forth he goes, no longer would he tarry, into the town unto apothecary, and prayed him that he to him would sell some poison, that he might his rats quell. And eke there was a polecat in his whore, that, as he said, his capons had he slore, and fain he would wreak him, if he might, on vermin that destroyed him by night. The apothecary answered,
And thou should have a thing that also God my soul save. In all this world there is no creature that ate or drunk has of this confiture, not but the montance of a corn of wheat, that he ne shall his life anon forleet. Yea, starve he shall, and that in less while than thou wilt go a pace, not but a mile. The poison is so strong and violent.
This cursed man has in his handy hand this poison in a box, and sith he ran into the next street unto a man, and borrowed him large bottles three, and in the two his poison poured he. The third he kept clean for his own drink, for all the night he shope him for to swink in carrying off the gold out of that place. And when this rioter, with sorry grace, had filled with wine his great bottles three, to his fellows again repaireth he.
What needeth it to sermon of it more? For right as they had cast his death before, right so they have him slain, and that anon.
And when that this was done, thus spoke that one,
Now let us sit and drink and make us merry, and afterwards we will his body bury.
And with that word it happened him, Parcass, to take the bottle where the poison was, and drank, and gave his fellow drink also, for which anon they starven both two. But certes, I suppose that Avicen wrote never in no canon nor in no fen more wonder signs of empoisoning than had these wretches two ere their ending.
Thus ended be these homicides too, and eke the false empoisoner also.